This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. I had to actually look down at my sheet and see what day it is. Again, all running together. Who cares, though? We push through. We persevere. We're all alive. It works. Colin Dunlap alongside maybe Chris Mack. Technical difficulties is my understanding. Producer Matt, he is back. What a way to welcome him back other than, well, technical difficulties. Jim Colony. So we're all together. Jim Colony, in theory at least. At least all back in the same place at the same time. Well, connected, kind of. Jim Colony is at his dining room table. Producer Matt, what's the status on Chris? What's happening there?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure right now. I'm trying to text him back and forth. I haven't gotten an answer right now, but he texted me during the end of the early morning show, so I haven't heard from him yet.
Isn't this a great welcome back for you? I mean, could you have written a script, anybody? This is kind of like, okay, here's what I liken it to. This is great pre-show. This is actually perfect pre-show material. I have something written down for the pre-show, but this is better. This is like being on the DL, right? And you're on the disabled list, and you come off of it, and all of a sudden, you know, you're like, I don't know, I can maybe or maybe not play. And you're put in the baseball game in the eighth inning, out of the bullpen, and there's no outs, and bases are loaded, and it's a one-run game, and the manager hands you the ball and goes, you got to get out of this for us, in the middle of a pennant race. That's where you are right now. You just walked into the – you thought it would be a nice, easy Tuesday. You've already skipped a day of the week. You only got a four-day week, you know, all that. You thought it would be nice, easy to launch, soft launch into the week, and here you are. You just – we launch it. And it's in the middle of technical difficulties. Welcome back, Producer Matt.
Yeah. This hasn't happened. Chris hasn't had any issues, virtually any issues, since we started all of this. What was that, 3 months ago, right? When he's had to connect on the show like this. And, of course, today he can't get on.
Could maybe you be the reason why? I mean, is there a reason why? And maybe you're the reason is that you're back. You did something wrong. You hit the wrong button. It could be that.
I didn't hit any buttons that I don't usually hit. So I don't know. Maybe it's a luck thing.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have many answers right now. He said he already tried multiple ways to dial into the board and hasn't worked yet.
All right. Well,
so
keep
we're
him
continuing
potted
to
up
troubleshoot
for whenever he makes it on, and then that way he'll just kind of pop on. I was thinking about this, and I said this yesterday, and welcome back, by the way, Matt. Cale Berger did a splendid job, but you're our guy, so we lean on you. But he did a great job, and we thank him for that. We were talking about this a little bit yesterday. When we make it back in the studio, I wonder if I'm going to, if it's like riding a bike, like if I'm going to remember how to do everything. I know we have two computer screens. I know I adjust my chair normally in the morning. I turn the TVs on and do that. That camp, they spent all that time and money. We put in, people forget this. How about we put in that video camera, like the live stream our shows that had just really taken off, a lot of views, a lot of people, and right down the tubes.
Yeah, that was perfect timing on that, wasn't it?
I mean, I feel terrible the technology that they had implemented and put in, but I hope I get right back in and understand how to work everything. But I just did see a story on the local news about how the evolution of offices are going to change. Like, there's a lot of people that are not going to renew their lease. There's people that are going to have, like, just kind of rent an office here and there, or they're going to have, like, shared spaces, which I don't know how that helps. But they're going to have shared spaces where maybe they only have their office meet, like, once a month or do that. And I could see that being, you know, kind of the new norm. Now, if they could figure out a way to video conference, like maybe I'll call my buddy Billy White. He works for Cisco. Not the food people, but like the Cisco video people. If they could build a studio in my house and Chris and I could see each other, I'm in. Now, I understand that Chris is on. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, it's fantastic this morning. How are you? I'm having a Jim Colony moment over here.
This is great. Let's get right to it because I have something for the pre-show. And by the way, welcome in.
Thank you.
I did see commercial. I was just talking about a couple things. One about Office Spaces, but I saw a different commercial during the watching the course of the morning news, and this was on Channel 11, I believe. Tom Selleck is now 75 years old. I bet a lot of people didn't know that. Tom Selleck is also, and I had to look this up. This was just as an aside. Tom Selleck's 6'4". I wonder if people knew that. Big guy, right?
Big dude, yeah.
Yes. He's also now peddling life insurance. Okay?
Yes, I've seen these commercials.
You know which ones I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Did you know he was a sergeant in the U.S. Army, by the way?
Really?
Unless Wikipedia is wrong. Yeah, he was a sergeant.
Never happened before.
Right.
That doesn't totally surprise me.
Right. And so, anyway, he's peddling this life insurance. And I want, and then there's this other lady that's like a good looking, a little bit of an older lady, probably about in her 60s. And she's peddling those things, those like where you touchless door handle sort of things or whatever.
Right.
But I thought about this with Tom Selleck. And it's like an infomercialist kind of commercial. When you're, and Wayne Newton is another guy. When your sort of career is built on being a sex symbol and your sexiness, right? And that's what he is. Good actor, I guess. But ladies like how Tom Selleck looks.
At least 30 years ago, that's what his calling card was. I don't know what his deal is now.
That's my whole point. Do you just have to remain a one-trick pony and milk that all the way out? Can you ever, is that what you have to play your whole, like Tom Jones, right? Think of it in those terms too. If you're labeled a sex symbol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that just what you are the whole way through?
No. See, I don't know. I haven't asked my mom lately what she thinks of Tom Selleck. She loved Magnum P.I. Tom Selleck back in the day. But I don't know what she thinks of, like, Blue Bloods, life insurance hawking Tom Selleck. He can't still be a sex symbol, can he? I mean, like you said, he's 75.
How can you evolve, though? How does one, like, I think of, like, weren't the Monkees kind of like that, you know? They were like a pop. But Tom Selleck is
he's a great case study in how do you... can you evolve?
How do you get out of that typecast?
Yeah.
How do you?
Jeez.
Because I'm watching this, and he has the mustache, but he's telling me about retirement plans, and I'm wondering how the audience is taking it. Because if you're 20 years old, first of all, you don't need a retirement plan. You're not thinking about that. But are you looking at this guy like, wow, that's just some old guy telling me? Or are the 23-year-old women going, wow, I bet that guy was really good looking when he was 30. You know, like.
No. See, I think Tom Selleck has transitioned to what I would like to call the stoic CBS one-hour drama archetype, which is the upstanding, dignified male role model, patriarch member of a family, which is, again, I've never watched Blue Bloods, but it's about a cop family is about all I know about the show. And Marky Mark's little brother, older brother, is on it. Donnie from New Kids. Anyway, and Tom Selleck's like the father, the patriarch, the cop leader of this family of police officers. And so I think that he's morphed into a new role. Like, I think he's become the people over 55 who sit around on Sunday night or whatever night this show is on and watch one-hour CBS dramas. They look to him as like they remember him as the sex symbol type, but they see him as the guy who's developed a bigger career for himself. And now look at him, so dignified in his police officer's uniform there.
Or like that show, what was it, Las Vegas or Boston Legal, whatever he was in, wasn't he in those shows? Like, he's become that guy. Like, Shatner kind of became that, but he wasn't a sex symbol.
No, Shatner was more of like a hacky, jokey type, too. Like, Shatner always knew that he better be in on the joke of the fact that he was William Shatner, or else lest he start to take himself too seriously.
Or another guy in this regard. But I believe, hold on, I want to look this up because I want to make sure I'm right about this. All right, died a couple years ago. Burt Reynolds, late in his career. Can you, and I think of him parallel to Tom Selleck, right? That kind
of. Yes, that's a good call.
Does he get away from being the sex symbol typecast? How do you evolve from that?
See, I don't think Burt Reynolds properly evolved. So what happened to Burt Reynolds? He just kind of fell off, right? What was Burt Reynolds in his glory years, or in his golden years? He was just former old. Former Smokey and the Bandit star, former late 70s, early 80s sex symbol, Burt Reynolds, never evolved into anything else. Tom Selleck has evolved into the stoic patriarch type who hawks life insurance at 3 a.m.
Like, the last thing he did was, like, The Longest Yard, and he was just looked, like, old in it. So
right, and he was only in that because he was in the original, and
correct.
They wanted to give him a cameo. Right.
So I guess what I've now extracted from this conversation is it's gone a different way than I planned in terms of talking about the evolution of sex symbols. Is it's this. Tom Selleck should really be appreciated for continuing to remain relevant.
I think so. I think it should be looked at as impressive that he's remained this relevant for this long.
Wow. You know, that's a pretty good call.
I just thought of something. As far as transitioning from sex symbol status to something different later in your career, we have a resource we could call on. We could just ask Jim what it's like.
Well, no, not right now, because he'll take up the whole pre-show. Well, I think of, like, in Tom Selleck then, and she's younger by, like, 15 years, but can you say the same thing about, like, Marie Osmond, Donnie and Marie?
Ooh.
They've remained popular. What's that?
How old are the Osmonds?
Marie Osmond's probably only 61 or 62, I would bet.
That's a good question.
They're right around the same age. They're not twins, but they're right around the same age.
Right. Hey, my kids have an obsession with The Masked Singer, so I think we've watched all three seasons during the pandemic. And Donny Osmond was on one of the seasons. I forget what character he was or whatever. But at his age, he was doing this Masked Singer thing, dancing around on stage, I think dressed like a peacock, maybe it was, and then still doing his Vegas show. Yeah, he's 62. Mm-hmm. Marie Osmond is 60. So
yeah, they were at the Flamingo doing that show last time I was out there, and they sell it out every night, two times a day. They sell it out. I mean, bonkers. Is part of the lore, though, like Jason and Gibsonia text us, the sex symbol remains a sex symbol with the target audience, thus Selleck selling life insurance to people who go, oh my gosh, he's so sexy.
I don't know. That's tough. Like, I look at it this way. I'm trying to think of, like, who were the female sex symbols when we were growing up as teenagers or in our 20-something. Like, if I'm 75 and I'm up late watching TV one night, and Carmen Electra comes on to try and sell, or Jenny McCarthy comes on to try and sell life insurance to me, I'm not going to buy it because I remember thinking she was hot when I was 18 years old.
Good point. Or Pam Anderson.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not buying life insurance from them. Now, maybe it's different with Tom Selleck because he has morphed into this more dignified character role as he gets older. But yeah, like, Katie Holmes showing up on my TV when I'm 75 and falling asleep in my Lazy Boy, my Barca lounger, trying to sell me life insurance is not going to get me to buy.
Did you ever think you'd wake up today and, after having technical difficulties, have a quasi-serious conversation about the evolution of Tom Selleck's career and it actually makes sense?
No. 5 minutes ago, I thought, man, I'm ready to throw this thing out the window if I had a window in my basement. But here we are.
Another person, the evolution of it. Cher, as someone texts in. Study her life. Like, this fascinates me. Forget about to baseball. Forget about John
Wainwright.
How about
Goldie Hawn? How about Goldie Hawn? Goldie Hawn is another one.
football.
just think about baseball.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But Tom Selleck, I look, he's striking. He's a striking man at 75 years old. And I just wonder, if there are women watching that commercial for life insurance that look at his mustache, look at how well-groomed he is, look at his big, just strapping appearance and go, oh my gosh. They turn to their husband, Roger, man, Tom Selleck is sexy. I know we've been married for 44 years, but man, is he sexy. I'd just like to give
him
a
call you Magnum tonight?
Yes. Oh, lots to talk about today. Jesse Washington at 9 o'clock. Something going on at Penn State that he wants to talk about, that we want to talk about with him. John Wehner. We start our Pirate kind of rotation. John Wehner going to join us at 9:30 every Tuesday. We love The Rock, and we talk to him at 9:30. Schedule's out. We get into that. Breakfast Bites from Pierre, we hear from. He was on the station yesterday, so there's that. There's lots to talk about. Producer Matt's back. Let's get moving. It is the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.